här har vi Laura Bianco som varit med på At The Fringe under många år. Och vi ska prata lite om programmet och också om de filmer som Laura har tagit ut. And Laura, you're here for, I don't know, but is it maybe the fifth time at the Fringe?
Yeah, it's since 2018. I haven't calculated, but yeah, it's a lot of years.
Yeah, film is your thing, and it's also your work here at the Fringe. And can you name drop some of the films that you have chosen?
Yeah, we have many films selected. Three films are from two resident artists who are here at the moment in a residency. So one is called Madeleine I Am Not by Alison Beda, 30 Love also by Alison Beda, and A Rare Way of Smiling by Veronica Oru. So these films will be screened today at 3 o'clock.
Can you tell us a little bit what the films are about?
Actually, Alison's films are very short and very, like, they have a lot of humor. She often works with dance, so one of them is also very much danced. Mm-hmm. While Veronica is working with more diaristic films and home movies. Mm-hmm. So they are very different kind of films. These are the films that we screen in a section called Films by the Resident Artists. Mm-hmm. And it will be screened right after Veronica's talk, mm-hmm. which will be at 2. So right after her talk, you will be able to see her film and the films by the other resident, Alison.
Has the interest of the films which shown here, has it increased during the years?
Yeah, I have this feeling. We are trying to choose different kind of films every year. Like, we have films that maybe are more interesting for dancers because they involve dance in it. Other films that are more interesting maybe for poets because they involve poems. And then other films that are maybe more accessible also to people who are not so much into cinema. So we have very different kind of films, but we put them together because it's also interesting to get to know styles that one maybe would never choose to see, but maybe it's a new discovery. So yeah, that's what we try to do.
Nice. Paula berättade att filmerna handlar mestadels om poesi och att det är lite olika tema, men hon tycker att intresset också har ökat för filmerna. And you also have some workshops, and I especially think about Peter Nyberg, which workshop which also many people were interested. And he's back again.
Yeah, he's back again because this workshop is always a success, so we keep doing it. It's called Ekphrastic Poetry, and it's a workshop where Peter Nyberg asks people to write poems inspired by the images of the films that we screen every year. So, of course, every year we have different films, so also the poems that get created are different, and that's very interesting because you can see how an art form can be transformed or can inspire another artwork. So this is very interesting. That's what we try to do in the whole festival, like trying to inspire each other with different art forms and try to find a way to make them dialogue.
Is this the only festival which you are involved in?
Yeah, actually, maybe it's enough. I mean, I've collaborated with another festival in the past in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. It's also a festival focused on video poems. So mm-hmm. I've collaborated with this festival for 1 year, but that was not a stable collaboration. It was just that one time, but with this festival, it's different because, I mean, I got to know the people in person. With the festival in Texas, it was just a virtual collaboration. I didn't know so much the people. As I keep coming back, it's really like Tranås, it's becoming my second town, my second hometown. Yeah, so
nice. And tonight you have a event which is quite big too.
This evening we will have a jam session. It will be in Storgatan 49, where the film screening also takes place. But this is a space that can be transformed very much. So it can become a screening place, but in the same time a dance studio. Mm-hmm. So this is also the beauty of this place. And we decided to organize this jam session event because we like very much those events where everything is not totally organized. So
not set.
Yeah, exactly. So there is always space for creating something unexpected. I think a jam session with many different kind of artists, from dancers to musicians to poets to filmmakers, can really create something. The good environment to create something.
Thank you for the good examples in the program. It's a lot more to see, but you have been around 20 people here. Has it been a long process to set this program?
I mean, compared to last year and the years before, I found it a bit easier this year, but just because the festival is a bit shorter, so I felt this year it was much more simple than the other years. But still, of course, it's always complicated because we have different art forms and different sections of the festival somehow, which are curated by different people. So it's a matter of talking with each other, me with the films, with Dominic, who is running more the literature and poetry part, with Fuji, who is running more the dance and performance part. So we spend the whole year organizing everything by ourselves, but then there is a moment before the festival when we arrive to the moment when we have to set up a program where we really have to communicate to put everything together. So it's difficult, but it's also interesting actually, because we can also think about, okay, let's put this event here because maybe the poets can interact with the dancers. So it's also a matter of not just putting everything in the program just because we have to do it, but also trying to create the right environment for people to meet. That's also a name of this festival.
Pablo Bianco som arrangerar filmprogrammet här, och det handlar ju mycket om kombinationen film med dans och poesi när At the Fringe har dragit igång. Vill du se mera programmet, då går du ut på atthefringe.org. Det här är It's FM.